This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is William Wordsworth. He was born on April 7th, 1770, in Cumberland, England. He was the second of five kids and grew up in an idyllic part of the country known as the Lake District. This would have a profound effect on him and, by extension, English literature. His father was away on business often, and this meant young William didn't know him very well. When Wordsworth's mother died in 1778, his father sent him away to Hawkshead Grammar School. Wordsworth didn't see much of his siblings after this and committed himself to schooling. When he graduated from Hawkshead, he was accepted into St. John's College at the University of Cambridge. He received his BA in 1791. Immediately after graduation, he went to revolutionary France, where he admired those who challenged the king. While there, he fell in love with Annette Vallon. They had a daughter in 1792. Wordsworth, however, was forced to return to England due to the worsening relationship between Britain and France. As the revolution turned more bloody, and as the guillotine claimed ever more lives, Wordsworth turned away from his early admiration. It also meant he couldn't return to France. When things finally quieted down, Wordsworth did return in 1802. By then, his daughter was 10 and estranged from him. He offered financial help for the rest of his life, but the relationship was over between he and Annette Vallon. He later remarried an English woman named Mary Hutchinson and would be with her until his death. Wordsworth became good friends with fellow poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Between them, they would create a new movement in English literature called Romanticism. Importantly, the Romantics were not interested in love or romance. They were interested in how England and the British Empire was similar to the Romans, hence the Romantics. They also cared about the countryside, and their poems often dealt with nature. This is hardly surprising when we consider that the Industrial Revolution was happening, and places like the Lake District were under threat of pollution. Wordsworth and Coleridge would write poems in everyday language, poems that could be understood by almost anyone, and they wrote for a wide audience. His books include Lyrical Ballads, Poems in Two Volumes, The Excursion, and The Prelude. Wordsworth became a celebrated poet throughout the United Kingdom, and, in fact, he became the Poet Laureate in 1843. As he aged, however, he wrote less and less. This became even more true when one of his daughters died quite suddenly, and he fell into depression. His work, especially his early work, transformed English literature due to not only its subject matter and the voice he employed, but also for its sheer readability. He died on April 23, 1850, in Grasmere. Today's poem is Composed Upon Westminster Bridge, September 3, 1802. My favorite city is, without question, London. There's something about the pulse of the place, the history, the buildings, the parks, the energy of the streets. It all captivates me. I miss it when I'm not there. In fact, if someone told me to choose a city I could never leave, I'd choose London every time. I am, quite simply, in love with the place, and whenever I return, it's like going home. I think many writers feel this way, and if you're British, it's virtually impossible not to be influenced by London. The same is true for you, too, of course. I mean, after all, the words coming out of my mouth are in English. These are the words of a faraway city, a city that was once the capital of a global empire. Although we don't think about it this way, it's true that London was once the capital of our country. This is why we rebelled, of course, in 1776. Colonial America no longer wanted London to be our capital. So, for good or bad, this English city has directly influenced world history for many centuries. I've written about all of this in one of my books called This London. As for Wordsworth, although his first love was the Lake District in northern England, and although much of his poetry deals with nature, his fortunes were tied to the metropolis of London. For those in the 1800s, London was sometimes called the Big Smoke due to all of the pollution. I mean, just imagine all the coal smoke that filled the air at the time. That euphemism, London fog, is something that you might have heard about, but that fog? That's not fog. That's banks of coal smoke that people had to walk through. For Wordsworth, a man who loved hikes and nature, he must have found the pollution of London to be an ordeal. Which brings us to our poem for the day. Here, Wordsworth is on Westminster Bridge. That's the one immediately in front of Big Ben. I'm sure you've seen it. And he's looking out at the city. It's dawn, everything is quiet, and the mighty engine of this empire city is still. But he knows that London will soon awaken, and he marvels at the sleeping energy which will soon rise. This is Composed Upon Westminster Bridge, September 3rd, 1802, by William Wordsworth. Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. This city now doth, like a garment, wear the beauty of the morning, silent, bare, ships, towers, domes, theaters, and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendor valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt, a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.